It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Well, as a tribute to his longtime best pal, Pudge, Curtis has launched Pudge's Pals, in which we endeavor to find a home, a forever home, for dogs who need it. And if you should watch this on YouTube or Twitch, because Rafferty is today's Pudge's pal and is a little bit out of control in Courtney's lap.
It's okay.
And I want to welcome Helena, who is from Great Dog Rescue New England, who brought Rafferty in this morning, and what a cutie pie Rafferty is. So thanks for bringing him in.
Of course.
He's so cute.
What can you tell us about the right home for Rafferty? How old is Rafferty?
He's about 5 months old.
Okay.
He's an Australian Shepherd Feist mix.
Okay.
So he'll stay probably about 30 pounds or so when he's fully grown. Ooh. Right now he's about 20. So he's a good size, not too big. He's fairly active, so he loves going for walks, going for runs, loves being in the car. Pretty much wherever you are, he wants to be. He loves cuddling, loves being in a lap. I know, right?
And his eyes are unbelievable. Like, I think that having two different colored eyes is so special. He is so cute, and he's so soft.
So soft.
So soft.
And right before the segment, he was resting in Courtney's arms, I pet, like, it's so amazing to me. Like, if you put a baby in a new room at that age, they would be losing their mind. Dogs, and Rafferty is just, look, I'm in a totally new world. I'm so chill. I'm saying hi to everybody.
All right. Oh, he's back over with Courtney
back over.
Now. All right.
Okay. All right.
We'll give Courtney another try.
Courtney snuck in a treat there. But,
I love
30
him.
Pounds is a perfect size, too.
There you go, Courtney.
I love him.
Yeah.
Well, you could add another dog over there at the...
Yeah, how is he with other dogs?
Great with other dogs. Right. Great with kids. Loves people. Loves dogs. Hasn't met a cat yet, so I don't know how that
I'm not
goes,
a cat person
but, oh, perfect.
Either, so.
Okay, great.
And he's small enough to be Harry's little brother.
Yeah, that's true.
There you go.
That's true.
Greg was asking if Rafferty liked baseball, because Greg's a seam head. So I just wanted to make sure.
Well, he does love fighting and chasing balls. So,
oh, okay.
There you go.
Does he like eating remotes?
Probably.
Okay.
Has not met a remote yet, but he does like to chew a lot of other things.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, definitely.
He likes the football.
That's what they do.
And Great Dog Rescue New England is, of course, where we got Pudge, and it is a phenomenal organization, and it's a one-time fee, and you get him, and he's ready to go for. He's got his shots. He's everything is in order. So
How does that work? People always ask me about that. So
you go to our website. It's gdrne.com. And there's a list of all the dogs there. You fill out an application. They like to, you know, see what your house looks like, make sure that you're a good fit for the dog. And then you pay the fee, and that's it. They're yours.
And I will say, not in a braggadocious way, but unlike Rafi Devers, we're like 6 for 6 or something, Curtis, right, so far?
We're batting 1,000. And how could you not? I mean, what a great time of year, too.
Yeah.
Adopt Rafferty now, right as it's starting to get nice out. Winter time's not the most fun time to be with a puppy, and right now you're going to be the sun's up before 6:30, sets after 7, get some nice walks. And for people that are like alone or struggling, it is amazing the amount of personal and mental health benefit that comes with having a dog. It is immense. So I cannot recommend it highly enough.
Yeah. He's so cute.
The only time Wiggy became engaged was when Rafferty was going for his bagels. Did you notice that?
Oils. No, those bagels are long gone. That bagel's long gone.
All right. Well, he is an absolute precious little dog, and so hopefully one of you will be able to give Rafferty a forever home. And what?
And I'm going to post the website for people to go find Rafferty
on
Twitch.
Okay.
And we'll post on social media as well.
Okay.
So. And if you want anybody to be adopted in this segment, and you have a rescue organization in New England, you can make it in. We do it Fridays around 8:45. Email Pudgy's Pals, PudgysPals. @gmail.com.
Okay. And we're also still looking for a forever home for Jackson. if anybody is interested, then just apply here at weei.com. All right. See you. I guess say goodbye.
Thank you so much for coming, and thank you for
thank
what
you,
you. Do. So he many is... people in this area do so much to take care of dogs that need a home.
Good kisses.
Cool.
Right.
Oh, he's good
ready
kishish.
To go now.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Wiggy hates that when people kiss their dogs.
You know, it's on you, brother. Not me.
He can't stand it.
Thank you so
those
much.
Your lips, not mine.
Yeah. All right, so let's go 6 for 6 here, everybody.
All right. I don't know what this 781 text means, but I'll read it anyway. Why the constant hate on Rafael Devers? I made a slight joke about us being 6 for 6 or 8 for 8 or whatever we are on dogs. And Rafael Devers, in his new role, went 0 for 4 yesterday. And when you needed him to advance a runner, could not advance a runner. So
it's his own fault. I mean, he's been the only problem for the entire camp. He arrived in a bad mood. He was, you know, and nobody is on his side. Like, nobody believes he should be playing third base. So what's he fighting against? And if you're a better hitter when you're playing the field, I don't know, take ground balls underneath the dugout in between innings. Who cares?
Yeah, I still agree with Courtney, and this is something to just kind of keep your eye on as it moves forward, because, you know, if he does continue to struggle at the plate, clearly it could be bothering him and could be...
It's an ego thing. Like, we all...
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
We can put ourselves in the position we are at a workplace, and if your boss told you, hey, yeah, you're actually going to take a lesser role, then I think that that makes sense why he could be feeling a certain type of way, and I think that may have been coming out through his game.
Right. Hey, you know what? We got somebody who's going to come in 4 days a week, but you'll still get your, you know, an hour here, an hour there, and I can understand his competitive nature, and it seems like he's competitive in the sense that he's gotten better at third base. His errors have gone down, and he's probably looking at it like, you know, I don't want to move to DH.
So a competitor sucks at the plate to prove a point about why they should.
But I wouldn't judge his plate. I wouldn't judge his.
I don't think he's doing it on purpose.
Because you're a competitor, wouldn't you want to be a good hitter no matter what's going on?
What did Bregman do yesterday at the plate?
He went 0 for 4.
Right, and so wasn't Tristan Casas. So I'm not saying yesterday. Courtney and I.
I judge them based on bats. I'm a baseball guy.
Right, but Courtney and I disagree that yesterday was because he was failing a certain way. I'll give it some time, but if this is something that continues where he struggles at the plate, then it becomes a real question that we have to ask. Okay, is it affecting him at the plate? And that's something we have to look at. I'm not going to go based on yesterday.
But if he struggles at the plate, whose fault is it?
Oh, clearly, it's his fault. You know, he's got to go up there and perform.
Here's a 617 text on the Subaru of New England text line. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com that says it is quite apparent that this is bothering him, watching him trying to hit the baseball yesterday.
All right.
He is a mediocre baseball player but an all-star hitter, and that looks like it might change. I mean, you're one in. So I don't really think it's fair to judge.
Yeah, and I'm not judging on it, and that's why I'm saying I'm not judging on it. But it is something that you have to keep your eyes on moving forward. If this is, and then the question becomes, what do you then do in that situation? Do you go, okay, do we move Bregman to second base? Let's say Campbell is struggling at the plate and he continues to struggle at the plate. Do you then say, maybe moving Bregman allows us to get our best hitter back engaged?
It's way too early for that to be an issue for me. I mean, watching that game yesterday, Curtis, I felt probably very similar to Chad, where I was like, not enough double plays. I mean, there was only one. They only turned one yesterday. Yeah. And I need a good, like Chad, I need a good four or five of those.
Yeah. That was a good one.
Do you regret how easy you were on Middlebrooks after that?
Yes, I did, yeah. I mean, this roster,
Brooksy.
This roster as constructed by Will Middlebrooks is just not going to handle it when it comes to.
How did you let the radio analyst of games that haven't even been heard yet off the hook about a team he didn't put together?
I mean, the man said 90 wins, and you just let him speak.
Right.
You're such a Red Sox honk.
We're going to play your Hill Notes back in about 20 minutes, so you still have time to leave one on any topic. Rafael Devers, Steph Diggs, Cardi B, whatever the topic, leave a Hill Note, and you can do it right on the Odyssey app, and that's also where you can listen to us from anywhere at any time of the day or night. So download the Odyssey app, AUDACY, and then you can take us wherever you go every single morning.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.